recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win, like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened. Welcome back. Hour three of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. CITL boys. Scott Bogman and Chris Welch. Is it the Welch on Twitter? Bogman Sports on Twitter. Wish we had, I want our comic book to be out. I want, you know how many things I want? There's so many things I want that we don't have the talent or skills to do. I keep saying this. We're saying this on every show. We are in the market. We're hiring new best friends. We're not hiring positions because that would mean we have money. We're hiring new best friends that have skills that benefit all of us because we are friends, so it's not just
us. Bills.
Yeah, the things that benefit, we don't want to say us, because as our new friend, you also inherently benefit from those things.
That's right.
Like, you know,
free promotion.
Photoshop
right?
skills, art
Bow hunting
skills. Yeah, computer hacking skills, all those type of things. Those are
That's right.
what we're looking for. It's so weird. Like
also
been,
someone to come over, do my laundry and clean my dishes.
Taxes.
Yeah.
That would be a good one. Maybe money management.
Oh, that'd be a great one for me.
You could really use that one. I could probably just use some therapy if someone's a therapist and they want to be my friend. why am I so my collecting habits? Like, I'm just waiting for the next thing that I'm going to start.
Yeah, it's the Welch and Dexter.
So. Yeah, totally. Except instead of vials of blood, it's just like whiskey and autographs and
we had someone write us in a ball bag question about some random card game. And the Welch, like, you know, we stopped for a second to take a break. He's like, man, these cards are interesting. What is this all about?
Yeah, you know what it's called? I have it. APBA.
See, why do you still remember that?
APBA has been the unchallenged king of quality baseball entertainment product. I still don't exactly understand what it is.
Yeah, but you're into it because the cards look cool and they're expensive. So it must be neat.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. So how long does the game last? Let's see. APB games are designed
like
to be
baseball
played.
It's like baseball and football, Dungeons and Dragons, you nerd.
I think that's what it is. Let's see. So APBA games you can be up and playing in less than 5 minutes. Games are a random device. Oh, they're dice. Yeah, here we go. Now we're getting to it.
Oh,
dice-based game means that gameplay and outcome are controlled by rolling dice and matching the result to your player.
It's baseball fan fiction.
Yep, the result to your player or team's card and the game board. This is baseball.
It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
For baseball.
That is what it is. Can you imagine?
Are you still into it now?
No. I never got into it. Listen, I got a lot of problems. I got
That's
a lot
true.
Of things that are off about me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. a lot of nerd, I love to make fun of nerds, but I'm also 1000% a nerd myself. Lots of stuff that I get into. Something I never got into, never got into Dungeons and Dragons, never got into World of Warcraft, never sat in a dungeon / basement, whatever you want to call it and pretend it is, and play around a table rolling dice with a bunch of other human beings dressed as orcs and having capes on and whatever.
I don't know that they automatically dress as orcs and have capes or whatever they are. But I mean, I've also same. I've never done that.
I mean, not that there's anything like
wrong with it. Not trying to, I mean, you know, if you pay us money, it's fine.
Not
you can do whatever you want. I mean, yeah, it is, especially if you're still doing it now. But, like, I had a...
Like, if you have to pay bills, you should probably quit playing Dungeons & Dragons, right?
No, yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, like, you know what? I F that. If you're paying your bills, go do whatever you want. This is America.
No, and agree with that. 100% agree with that. At the end, this is America. We just
it
celebrate
is.
America
do,
Day.
Yeah, do whatever you want, man.
No, I agree
That's
with
right.
that. If you are surviving in life and you're not a burden, you can do whatever you want. You can go do and do whatever you want. I like to go out and collect different things and have a bunch of hobbies. Bogman, you like to eat and do podcasting 4,000 times a day because that's what
I
you
like
do.
To give money to the things I believe in,
yeah.
like Evil Angel.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you like to collect services.
That's
yeah,
right.
With logins. The modern day.
Hard drives. Yeah.
I mean, you're still looking for one, though. By the way, that's
yeah.
Be
also,
something.
A friend with a hard drive.
Yeah, a friend that can give you a discount on a big
multi terabytes. That's what I need.
Military grade that can fall on the ground.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what we exactly. talked about. How much do those run?
Like $400.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
At least 200. They're not cheap.
Oh really?
They're not cheap.
That's a problem. But like the modern day Dungeons and Dragon card, and people still play the card games all the time. But what's happened? Is it's all moved to online, and it makes people feel better about themselves. But the modern-day version of that is the World
well,
of Warcraft.
Well, isn't it better? You're not sitting in a dingy basement.
Well,
you're
okay, now you're sitting in a dark room at your computer. It's
nah,
not better.
You're right.
It's not better.
I guess maybe it is better because you have to at least interact with human beings if you're doing the
But, I mean, listen, like, you say that, and these are also the same people are like sitting in the dark room drafting their fantasy team, you know, and drinking a wonderful
That's why,
double
yeah,
IPA.
I mean, look. We're definitely going towards the Wall-E, you know, world, which yeah. is fine. You know, look, whatever. It's what we're going towards.
And that's, yeah. So. And you're like you said, it's fine. But like, here's where the problem happens. So like, I kind of grew up a little bit more in the world of the computer gaming where the people around me, I think I've said this before. I had a friend when we worked at good old Circuit City. And, you know, we are moving into being adults. We are 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds. And this guy quit college to play World of Warcraft full time. A very smart person. But what had happened to his life was I was at home and there was some type of a game that was like a board game, but like with these little characters. And his hobby was he painted the characters that he then played in games. And then he quit his job and he quit his schooling to play the World of Warcraft.
So
game.
He's like the 40-year-old virgin, like, I'm painting your gray pants blue.
But here's what we don't understand. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly what it was, actually. But here's what we don't understand, though, and this is where we get lost, is, I mean, gaming is like, it's a career now. And something that passed us by, which is really unfortunate.
To be honest, yeah, I'm kind of jealous.
Is the Twitch era where people, I mean, they got things like Fortnite and stuff like that, but literally you can pick up and just be like, you know what? I'm in a full-time game. You set up a Twitch account and you start making money. You know, if you get enough viewers, you got to get people to come, but you can set up with Facebook, you can set up with Twitch, and people are making money simply just playing their games online. And it's one of those things what we want to point and laugh at, but then we're like, well, what the hell? I want to do that. I want to do that. I wish I could do that. When's the last time you played a video game?
I am now two apartments into where I haven't even set up my PlayStation.
What was the last game that you played?
It's still The Last of Us.
It was The Last of Us?
Okay. Look, I have like little stupid games on my phone.
No, don't count.
But I don't. Those don't count,
Pick
right?
up a controller. You put a game in a console and you
oh,
hit input
yeah,
on your television.
Still the last one.
Mine was NBA... 2K something. It was the game. It was the year. This will tell. The year right before Andrew Wiggins came into the NBA.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because I remember creating Andrew Wiggins for that draft class. That's the last video game that I picked up. That's not good. I don't want to shame these people. I want to be you, to be honest with you. We're on the radio here. I want to be playing video games and making money, but we can't do it.
What I want, I really want a PS4 for Red Dead 2, but. I just don't know if I'll have the time.
I'm telling you, that's the next step in the In This League revolution, is Bogman and I, after like a 5-year hiatus, we are essentially trying to be like Carlos Zambrano. We're trying to make a comeback, and we start twitching our video games to see how bad we are or good we are.
The twitching our video games just sounds bad.
Is that something we can say? Can we say twitching?
I don't know. We might get fired for saying twitching video games.
All right.
That might be a euphemism.
So last hour, we talked about, it's kind of naturally came up because we've spent a lot of time talking about running back situations that we're out on. And it's not a definitive when we say it, by the way, because of course...
No, like we said, you have to pick your guy of the situation.
Well, so in every situation, there is a guy or a value that could come up.
You can't bury your head in the sand about it.
But for the most part, what it means is it's situations that we don't want to be a part of. And
right.
We determined there were eight teams with running back situations we're out on. So we eliminate those eight teams' running backs. Wide receivers, it was half of that. There were only four that we were really out on, a couple other question marks. So I do still think what an interesting experiment it would be, taking all those situations that you're out on, decimating those from your list, seeing where they go ADP-wise and figuring it out from there. But we ended with a final team that on its surface is always like somewhere we want to be because, and we're talking about the New England Patriots, Tom Brady is always going to make players better. The biggest problem, and this is where you get out on them, is it's not that there aren't going to be players that are going to be successful on that team. It's that we have zero way of predicting it at this moment. Julian Edelman is suspended for 4 games for a unknown PED violation that they could never identify, yet it held up. Chris Hogan is a dude, but he is going to be secondary, but potentially first. While Edelman's out, you've got Gronkowski, you've got a litany of running backs. They've also got, who the hell else do they have?
They've got Malcolm Mitchell, they've got Jordan Matthews, Philip Dorsett, Cordarrelle Patterson, and they drafted Braxton Berrios.
It's a lot of guys. There's so much to be picking and choosing from here. A decent amount of them are coming at values, and that's why we identify this team as one that we're out on. But the bottom guys, okay, you know, you can do what you want with those bottom guys. You want to take a Jordan Matthews, he's a very popular one. He could get a bunch of carries. The biggest, most interesting ones are Julian Edelman and Chris Hogan. I have been a little bit in favor of Julian Edelman. I did think his suspension was going to pare down a little bit, which it didn't, which was not good. But because he has got high-end wide receiver 2 ability, you would get at a relatively cheap cost. I found myself in a little bit. But here's the problem, and let me lay this out for you, Bogman, and you tell me what you think. Current ADPs, which, again, ADP is just it's a marking system. It's not a perfect science. Fantasy Pros ADPs this is the average draft position. Julian Edelman going as the 31st wide receiver and Chris Hogan going as the 32nd wide receiver. Those guys are going back-to-back. And I don't know if any of them are really true guarantees with everything that's going on. That's why I'm out.
I'm not taking any of these guys. And we mentioned this, you know, our great debate of Julian Edelman started a long time ago when I said I would take DJ Moore ahead of him. And we did the poll and Edelman won it resoundingly because people are out on rookie
wide
receivers.
And I still do agree. Again,
that's fine. Okay. Like, I get it. You know what I mean? DJ Moore is completely unproven. But Julian Edelman is a 32-year-old injury-prone suspended wide receiver.
Sexy Julian Edelman.
He is on a team that passes the ball a bunch, but he's at least going to miss those 4 games. This dude is constantly hurt.
Oh, you're going to hold on to that he's going to get hurt all the other games?
Well, did we just go through this with Tyler Eifert?
I'm just saying, it's your thing. This is your thing. You like to play that game.
He did. He played 16 games in 2016. How many did he play last year again, the Welsh?
Yeah.
0 because he blew out his knee.
Yeah.
Right? He played 9 the year before that, 14 the year before that. He did have a full season in 2013.
Oh.
Then he played 9. Then he played 13. Oh. So he's going to at least miss 4. So at best, you're getting 12. So if he misses 2 or 3 more of those games, now you're getting 9. You're getting 9 games out of your third wide receiver that you draft. I just am never going to be into that. I'm not doing it. You're already missing 4 games. I'm all the way out on him. I don't want Chris Hogan because when Edelman comes back, they still have Gronk. They throw the receiver, the running backs a bunch.
I think people are going to argue on Hogan a lot.
How many catches is Chris Hogan going to be guaranteed? You know what I mean?
Well, okay.
Maybe three a game?
Now, see, be careful about that usage because there's no, I don't think there's any guarantee anywhere. So it, you can't right. really go into that. But I think a lot of people are going to argue you on the
wait
idea
a minute, wait a minute. Let's
Chris
back,
Hogan.
Hold on, back up. Well, what do you mean careful about the usage?
Well, no, I'm saying, you're saying, well, what can you guarantee me? You can't, well, how is it you phrase that?
Yeah, I said, well, what can you guarantee me? Can you guarantee me he's going to get four catches a game? I don't think he can.
I think he's at best two and a half or three. No, the only guys that you can go in and have a guarantee, if you want to start attaching numbers to it, I think Chris Hogan is a guy that could catch 4 to 5. But any of Demaryius Thomas might not be guaranteed 4 or 5. The only guys you can guarantee 5-plus catches a game are being taken in the first two rounds. Those
I
are the only
Chris
guys.
Chris Hogan gets boosted because his big games have come in big situations. He had a huge Super Bowl last year. And the year before that, when they demolished the Steelers, he had 800 catches for 725 yards. And all we got to hear was Chris Hogan used to play lacrosse. That was everything. Like, his big moments have come in the biggest stages. And I think he gets boosted because of that. He still, you know, he started 7 games last year. He only played 9 because of injuries. And he averaged almost 4 catches per game last season. But, you know, Gronk missed a handful of games. Edelman missed the entire season.
But Edelman's going to miss 4 games. They don't have Brandon Cooks there. They've got less options there.
Look, if I had to pick one guy, it would be Hogan.
Yeah,
but I'm crapping on Hogan. I'm not taking him either.
Okay, so. I'm not into Hogan. But I do think if you
sound
were
like
taking
you're into
one,
Hogan.
No, if you were taking one, I can see
yeah,
Hogan.
Brother.
Yeah, brother, the 24
draft me,
inch
brother.
Catches, brother. I could see draft me, brother. I can see Hogan being the safety net. He's got the benefit of the trust of Tom Brady. Jordan Matthews doesn't have that. Berrios doesn't have that. Malcolm Mitchell, I don't think truly has that. Kenny Britt. I mean, Philip Dorsett. Jesus, all these names.
Why don't you think about these situations as if they were a parachute?
If they didn't.
You were jumping out of a plane. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Chris Hogan has a couple of holes in the parachute and the strings are not that tight. That's what I would say.
I think you're being dramatic about Chris.
I mean, wide receiver 3, you want Chris Hogan? Are you effing kidding me? I'd much rather go with Alan Hearns. I'd much rather go with Marquise Lee later in the draft and take a flight. You know what? I'd rather take stupid Deion Lewis than take these guys at wide receiver 3.
Again, we're both out. I'm agreeing. I think there's a place for me drafting Julian Edelman. It's not at his current value right now. The 4-game suspension is huge. I was hoping you could take him and then it would be knocked down to about, you know, 2, 3 maybe. I'm not in on his draft position. Chris Hogan, same thing. Chris Hogan, I think there is a safety to him. I don't think there's any reassurances in this offense. So I don't like him as a wide receiver 3 either. And that is why we inherently are out on them.
I got a bet for you after the break.
Ooh, okay. Bet coming up from Bogman to me. So don't go anywhere. More of Hour 3 coming up. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In This League.
Yeah, I remember that.
I also remember. Welcome back. It is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Who wants to go to a 2018 World Series game? Raise your hand.
Right here. This guy.
Me too. Tune in to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network between July 8th and the 17th, because we'll be playing the DKMS Trivia Challenge for your shot to call in with a chance to attend the Fall Classic in person. The number to play, write this down, 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-FNTSY. The contest is sponsored by DKMS. They're looking for your help in the fight against blood cancer because for many patients, a bone marrow transplant is their best or only chance for survival. 30% of patients, they can find it in their families, but 70%, they're looking outside. That's around 14,000 each year. They've got to rely on strangers to step up and donate. So find out how you can help the cause. Go to dailyroto.com/DKMS. That's dailyroto.com/DKMS. The DKMS Trivia Challenge, July 8th through July 17th. Call in and win. You had a bet for me.
That's right. I want a song bet.
Oh.
So loser has to sing a song. And my bet will be if Julian Edelman plays 9 or more games, I will sing a song. If he plays 8 or fewer games, you will sing a song of my choosing.
Okay, so he's already out for 4. That right. would enable him
12 games.
To 12. So you're saying if he plays 9.
He's got to play 9, so he can't miss 3 other games, the Welsh.
Okay. And what's the bet?
If he plays 8 or fewer games, you sing a song of my choosing on this show. On the radio show. That's right. If he plays 9 or more games, I will sing a song of your choosing.
I'm in.
100%. I love it.
100%. One of my taglines, apparently.
At Bogman Sports, please send me suggestions because there's no way. There's no way.
I think I want you to sing My Milkshake Brings All the Boys. So that's what I'm going to have you
sing. It doesn't matter because I won't be singing it. So
Actually, I've got the song. And it's an incredible. You know what? We can't do it on this show. Never mind. I can't do it. It's
Welsh going to be singing Poker Face. So.
It's not a problem. Oh no, my Poker Face. That'll be fun. I like that bet. All right. So you have
to sing it as Cartman. So just. So
oh
you know.
Really? I got to do impressions on it.
My Poker Face.
All right. Well. Anyone want to join in? Anyway, side bets are available. You can this is like poker or blackjack in Vegas. People, you can put money behind players. You can bet behind. Tweet at us. Is it the Welsh Bogman Sports? Which side are you on of the Julian Edelman 9 games or more? Who's going to be singing? And you can suggest songs that the other one is going to have to sing. I am dying because I got a few ideas. Again, one or two that won't work on this show. We'd have to do it on a secret show. But there's a couple really, really good ones that would be awesome. Let's move and turn to baseball for a minute. The trade market is kind of starting to heat up. And over the last couple days, we've seen a pretty large increase in conversation about Manny Machado. And it's been reported, I think Ken Rosenthal had reported a couple weeks ago, it's been very Arizona-centric for the early stages. Bob Nightingale reported early last week about the Dodgers making a run, that the Dodgers were out scouting, or the Baltimore Orioles were scouting some of the Dodgers' lower minor league system. Then John Morrissey had another tweet that came out on 4th of July talking about the trade conversations between the D-backs and Orioles have continued to be constant. They're still talking. The Cleveland Indians have been thrown into this. And then Morrissey threw in the Atlanta Braves. So if you're keeping track at home, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Braves, and Indians. No talk of the Phillies because the Phillies have been attached to Mike Moustakas. 4 teams, 3 of them in the NL in on Manny Machado. Why don't we start with the Diamondbacks stuff? Do you have new thoughts on it, especially with how this team is developing, how their pitching has been struggling? Are the Diamondbacks the number one team for you that is going to pull the Manny Machado trade trigger?
I mean, I don't think so. I think they've been talking for so long that if it was going to get done, it probably would have already gotten done. Because, you know, I think more than adding Manny Machado to your squad, or maybe even half of it, is you're keeping him away from the Dodgers is the big thing. You know, not only are you adding something awesome to your team, your rival also doesn't get him. So you're right. The pitching has been terrible, but I don't know, like, who's the guy you can take out of the rotation? It's only Shelby Miller, right? outside of that, you're not taking Robbie Ray out of the rotation. You're probably not taking Godley out. I mean, he had to be real bad for a long time. So I think that I just don't think they're going to do it. I think if they were going to do it, this situation would have resolved itself. It would have been done. They would have said, you know what? The Dodgers have too much interest. It's making me nervous, and I'll do it. So
I think
the Dodgers are just being cheap with their prospects. I think as soon as they decide to part with whatever it is that the Orioles want, now that there's other things in it, that he goes to L.A., and I hate that.
I think what you're saying, there's it's correct in theory. I think the Diamondbacks have a past of doing this. The Diamondbacks have been doing this for years, and we've been watching them. They find a way to pull the trigger on moves like this. They'll pay the full money. They'll give up more prospects. You might be right. The Dodgers might be trying to be cheap on prospects. I do believe the Arizona Diamondbacks are number one on this list. They need it. They have got to be scoring runs if their pitching is going to suffer. I do believe that they should be in on pitching, but Manny Machado could round out that offense like J.D. Martinez did. The problem with the Diamondbacks, this is bigger, we don't have to have a Diamondbacks show here, but the Diamondbacks, if they were to make the trade, they need to not stop there. That's my biggest thing. You see the reports of the Diamondbacks going, or the Dodgers looking at Michael Fulmer and looking at Manny Machado. That's what the Diamondbacks should be doing. The Diamondbacks should be going all in. I believe number one on the list right now are the D-backs. They have got pitching that I think they're willing to trade. They've got a lot more pieces that fit the narrative of moving on from. Like, the Dodgers view a lot of their younger prospects as the replacements to the older players right now. The Diamondbacks aren't really in that space. They've got a lot of high school guys. I think they're much more willing to give up than anybody else. Though, that's not to say that they have the best guys. Because I believe the Diamondbacks are one, the Dodgers are two, but a team like the Braves being talked about, they easily could put the best package together and make it happen. But as John Morrissey reports, that the Braves are more focused on bullpen arms right now and not trading, but they're ridiculous. They have got the biggest haul of pitching prospects you've ever seen. They could trade two top guys and it wouldn't affect them at all. So my rank, I don't really know where Cleveland fits in here. I am Diamondbacks, Dodgers, and Braves as far as this go. I think the Phillies might truly be out. I think the Diamondbacks might pull this off, but the Dodgers do hold cards where they could step up and, you know, maybe if the Diamondbacks aren't paying the whole contract, or they could give more prospects. I have not seen the Orioles scouting any Diamondbacks players, and we're now getting reports, which is worrisome, that the Orioles are scouting Dodgers.
Yeah, and I mean, look, this has been – the Diamondbacks have been in since day one of the offseason, right? And the Dodgers kind of came along recently. So I think this, you know, the Dodgers are scouting the Orioles players and vice versa, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know. Is that fake news? Or I guess it's real news, but, I mean, does it matter?
I mean,
like,
they're
because
always
the Orioles
scouting,
could
by
have
the
been,
way.
Yeah, the Orioles could have been scouting the Diamondbacks guys from day one. They already know what they like and don't like, right? So that could be over with. And now, like this could be more of a detriment. Like, hey, look, this is late in the process that they're scouting these guys. They already know what they like from Arizona, so why wouldn't they do that trade? I don't know if that's that big of a deal as far as news goes. So I just think Atlanta needs to decide, like, are you in it? Because they're leading their division by 2.5 games over Philly. Washington's 7 games back. There's rumors that they might be sellers at this point, which would be very strange. But Atlanta is up in their division. Why wouldn't they make the push to get Manny Machado, even if he is a rental? You know, they've been bad for a while now, Atlanta has been. So why not go ahead and start making your turnaround? Obviously, if you're good in Atlanta, the people show up. So
are you finally in a place where you feel comfortable? I mean, I don't know if you were ever against this, but, like, we talked about this before. Manny Machado is 100% getting traded in the next couple weeks, right?
Yes.
Okay, so because I don't remember early season, did you feel that was going to happen? Did you feel that they might hold on?
I felt like it was going to be at the deadline.
Like, okay.
Because I feel like if you don't trade him before the season, where you'll get more because the dude is a rental, that you hold him to the deadline to get as many suitors as possible and to squeeze that last little bit out of whoever it may be to get them. You get that extra player added. You get whatever it is, maybe a little more cash, maybe a player to be named later, you know, something like that. You get just a little bit of a cherry on top if you wait till the end because you have more suitors, especially with them adding the extra wild card a few years ago. You see more teams think that they're in it now, so there's more teams in on trades. So I think that sometimes the smartest thing to do is hold, but for a rental, you know, you hold for another month, you know, another 3 weeks instead of another week, your offer might go down because it's like, okay, well, I just missed out on, you know, 15 games with this guy.
You almost wonder if the resurgence of Max Muncy has actually made the Dodgers less needy to make this move.
You mean the surgeons? Not the resurgence, because
yeah, the surgeons, yeah, the ridiculous, yeah, he's never done this before. Well, yeah, we actually saw a stat. What was it? He's the quickest to 20 homer Dodger in history. Last year, Cody Bellinger got to 20 homers in 189 at bats. Max Muncy, 183 to get to 20 homers. That's insane.
Quicker than Bellinger. That is ridiculous.
But the guy has come on, and I think that they've established him as the starting second baseman. But they've got Chris Taylor at short, Justin Turner, who's been struggling at third. But on the bench, they've still got Chase Utley. They've got Logan Forsythe that's still out there. And their outfield, Jock Peterson has been playing better. Matt Kemp is playing like an all-star. And they've got Puig. I'm just looking at this, and I'm trying to figure out, like do they feel inclined that they've got to go make a move when they are having all these players being more than suitable? I mean, if the Dodgers could pull off a trade, I bet they'd love to do this, where they could move Puig in a move for Machado, I think that would be something where they're like, well, this is great because we move Chris Taylor to the outfield. We got Peterson and Kemp, and Machado runs in. That might be more of a viable move for them.
Well, Puig has been playing well recently, too, so I don't know if they even want him.
They may not. I just wonder if Max Muncy is one of those cases why we look and we see the Dodgers and they're like, oh, well, this is why the Dodgers aren't actively willing to sell the house, because they know they can put some of this together internally. They've done that. They found a diamond in the rough in Max Muncy. The Diamondbacks don't have that. The Diamondbacks are piecemealing some of this stuff. Nick Ahmed's having a decent season. Ketel Marte's been playing great. Jake Lamb still struggles. Yeah, but a lot of these guys are hurt. Their outfield has been hurt. They've got to have impact bats if they're going to compete in this division. And you said it before, the Diamondbacks should be the number one team pressing for this, because they're fighting with a division rival for this player. You got to not let Manny Machado go to the Dodgers. The Braves also, like the Dodgers, don't really seem to be willing. I feel like the Braves have been teetering with this, like, are we in it? Are we out of it? Are we trying to tank? Are we in it?
The rebuild happened too quick.
Yeah, that's a great
point.
Too
healthy, Lois. Dactus says I'm too healthy.
It happened before I think they were ready, because they've got such great young guys, but their pitching isn't quite there. It's all young. And like I don't think they're ready to mortgage anything for the now, because I don't think they were ready for the now. So it kind of points back to the Diamondbacks. And I think the Diamondbacks would be probably the best offensive position for Manny Machado to go when leaving Baltimore. You're going to have a lot more guys on base, a lot more run potential that's out there. I think it would be a huge fantasy coup for Manny Machado to go to Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And another thing on top of all this Dodgers stuff, which is what I've been mentioning from the beginning, is this team doesn't want to add payroll. You know what I mean? So maybe they won't if they're moving a guy like Puig or somebody, but they're already over the luxury tax. So whatever they have to pay Machado, if they're giving away all prospects, whatever they're having to pay Machado, it's double. And I think we already did the math on this. Like, it wasn't he getting $16 million this year, so they'll have him for half the year, so they'll have to pay $8 million, but they'll have to pay actually $16 million. So it's not only are they giving away prospects, they also have to double his salary.
The Dodgers, so, you're saying?
The Dodgers, yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Diamondbacks are not in that situation, and that's what makes them more viable.
Not going to be.
The Dodgers are probably in a situation where they're like, yeah, you pay two-thirds of the salary, and we'll send you back this prospect. And the Diamondbacks are like, we'll pay the salary, and we'll give you this guy. You know, we'll give you this good player that can help you now, or these two players, and we'll take on the salary. And the Dodgers are sitting over here, you know, trying to wheel and deal. You know, like a fantasy trade. Like, give me another second round pick. I need that. Like that type of thing. So do you think Manny Machado gets traded before the All-Star game?
Yes. I mean, this is to be honest, like, I think the deal with Arizona and Baltimore is set. But Arizona's just like, well, we don't want to do that. So, and I think you're hearing this stuff about, hey, look, the Dodgers and Orioles are scouting each other's players, that kind of stuff. I think this is to prod along the Diamondbacks, like, just give up what we want, and this is done. You know what I mean? But I don't know that that's 100% true, and I don't know that the Dodgers are completely out of this, because they're the team that has all the money in the world that has no problem trading stuff. So, I mean, they just went out and signed the number one international prospect and all that stuff, too. So they got money to burn. So I don't know that it's I still lean towards the Dodgers are going to get this done, and the Diamondbacks aren't, because the Diamondbacks have to be more frugal because they don't have the assets that the Dodgers do.
Do you think the Orioles are going to get any of the other payroll off? You think they're going to be able to move Adam Jones? That seems like another guy that always gets talked about moving and never happens.
I mean, I think if they decide to take a low enough return, they definitely could. And I think it'd be great for Adam Jones. I like that dude, and I would like to see him get out of that situation. So,
well, I'll tell you what. If Manny Machado were to go to the Dodgers, I'm going to be like Carlos Gomez on the water cooler. Did you see that video, by the way?
No.
Oh, man. He pulled off a Zambrano. He, after an at-bat, he just goes into the dugout and just murderballs a cooler with his bat. I'm just looking
okay.
at this video.
Well, if he was stupid like Zambrano, it would have been with his fists.
No, nobody's around. He's literally taking the best hacks he's had all season against this water cooler. Go look it up. Go look it up when we're on break. It's like the best stuff that you've seen. And he's just going. And the Marlins had a funny tweet. They said, we weren't going to have fireworks at Marlins Park today. And then they put out the tweet. It's funny. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're going to come back for the final segment of In This League. It's still kind of 4th of July weekend. 4th of July going on a stupid Wednesday.
There's still fireworks going on, I didn't tell you that much.
Yeah, but people are treating the weekend like it's still the holiday, because guess what? It kind of is. But thank you for tuning in with us, whether it's live or whether you're listening on demand, maybe over on iHeart, maybe Spotify. We're on all those places. Don't go anywhere. Final segment, Bogman, Welsh, In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
League. I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends? Listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Every single final segment, it's always In This Love, in celebration of our producer, former producer. He's too big time. He's too big time for us now. Couldn't join us on the weekends. Chris Bavona making the In This Love, In This League rejoin, so we celebrate him every episode. It's always good to have a little bit of endless love, Bachman.
That's right.
What kind of love do you have in your life right now?
By the way, Carlos Gomez uppercutted, so he hit one with a bat, and then he uppercutted another one, so he is a huge dumbass.
I mean, you didn't need that to determine that.
I mean, you know, his batting average has been pretty terrible this season. So apologize about that, everyone, because I was big on Carlos Gomez before the season started.
Yeah. What do you love? So, let's talk about endless love for a minute. Well, what are your loves in your life right now?
My cats.
Okay.
And that's it.
That's it?
Yep.
I'm
excited
Uber Eats
for
app?
Football season.
Uber Eats app?
No, I haven't been doing that recently.
Really?
So.
How many days sober?
I think it's been it's been a while since I had food delivered. We were doing a secret show.
Wow,
pizza
really?
Delivered. And that was my last food delivery to my house. I've been too broke.
Oh, wait, wasn't that the one we did like 3 days ago?
It was a week ago, yeah.
Okay, well, I thought you meant like the previous
secret
show.
I used to be like a
show.
Daily occurrence. I was getting Uber Eats all the time, but no, I just don't
do it. Oh, so a week
anymore.
Ago. You're like, man, I can barely remember. It was like
well,
a
Uber
week
Eats,
ago.
I haven't gotten in like a month. So was just
pizza what service are you using?
That's not. I'm not using services. That's why.
Well, what's the one you ordered? Oh, you just like ordered a pizza.
Right. I just ordered a pizza from Papa John's. Yeah.
Oh.
And that was nice because I got it 50% off because Diamondbacks won the day before. So.
Okay. Well, see, we need new best friends. We need new friends.
See, the Suns need to be better this year. This is why we go back to basketball being terrible. Like 50% off pizzas when the Suns win. But would they win 11 games last year? So.
Not a whole lot of discounted
pizzas. I need the D-backs to stretch that season out pretty long, and I need the Suns to win games when the D-backs aren't.
Who's the deal that they have with
Papa John's?
Oh, Papa John's still they're still around, huh? Doing some marketing.
Trying to make it great again. Yeah. Well, we got to support that wall, the Welsh, so I'm ordering Papa John's.
Okay. I'm just seeing where Papa John's is at. I didn't realize they were still in it all. They're still doing the...
Well, it is Arizona, the Welsh, so yeah, Papa John's still, they've got fans, so...
They are. What the hell are we going to talk about? I completely forgot about... we're going to talk with Tani here in a minute, but we had something else.
We talk about some baseball. We talk about some football. We talk about how Joey Chestnut is super impressive.
That's it. Joey Chestnut broke his own record. How many disgusting hot dogs did he eat?
I think they said it was 74 in 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Dude, 74? I did the old school white trash dinner of Velveeta shells and cheese with some hot dogs in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I had
full white trash. I was like, God, why am I craving this? I am like tattooed white trash. I have to eat this. So I went
Did
for
you
it.
Eat it without a shirt? Because you got a couple tattoos on your arm. So did you go just full white trash? Like
I was alone in my apartment by myself, so I was not wearing clothes. And
a little
red MAGA hat,
no shirt.
I felt so awful the next day after I ate it. It was horrible.
So you went Velveeta. You didn't even go the boxed ones. You went
the box of Velveeta shells and cheese in the box.
But
yeah.
But the creamy ones.
What are you talking about?
There's like, what is it? Kraft? Like Kraft mac and cheese. That's the OG. Then Velveeta
I didn't feel like doing that whole thing. Like Velveeta is nice and easy because it comes with the big cheese packet.
Yeah,
you just cut open the packet, dump the cheese in there. You don't have to mix the butter and the milk.
Yeah, it's mushy cheese. It's not like the powdered cheese.
Right. It's the stuff that gives you cancer immediately. So
exactly.
With that and a couple hot dogs in there, and
what made you do that? I think I've had that 3 times in my life, and I was just like, I'm not really sure what's all going on.
I didn't have it a lot growing up either. I just had a hankering for mac and cheese and hot dogs together. I don't know why. What? So maybe I'm pregnant. I have no idea. But I just felt like eating that, so I made it, and I just felt like it was about 4 or 5 hours later when you get that.
Did you have the fishing channel on, and you were just like, man, I'm feeling like some Velveeta and hot dogs.
I was watching some lure
Skeeter
commercials.
Gave me a Bud Light.
Like, man, if I could have all these lures right here, this would be fantastic.
Look at that lure right
there. Yeah, like I said, dude, it's not something that I ate a lot growing up. I'm sure I had it a couple times. But I was just like, is this actually as good as people say? It's not bad. I'd say it's not bad. It's not the worst thing I've ever had. So I wouldn't go out and tell people to do it.
Well, you just did.
It was fine.
You just kind of did.
So, no, I didn't. I'm not sitting here advocating for mac and cheese with some hot dogs, but it was fine. You know, but my stomach did disagree.
You know what would be the ultimate if you really just want to, like, you know, dose up the cancer? Would be get those hot, you know, have you seen those hot dogs that have the cheese in the middle of them?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? So when I was picking the hot dogs, you know, I reach out and then I see those guys.
Oh.
I'm like, ooh.
What?
But then I went, I'm already having mac and cheese. I don't need the extra cheese in the hot dog, do I? So that's where I draw the line.
Okay. Just trying to find out where your line is that. It was at the cheese infused hot dog addition to the Velveeta. That's where you could.
It's like that episode of Futurama where they had the self microwaving hot dog. So
I would actually like that, by the way. I don't know.
So would everybody else.
I can't get down. Like, I'm still shocked that the hot dog eating contest is so big. Like, I get that people want to watch train wrecks, but there's nothing more disgusting than watching those filthy animals just dose hot dogs and buns and water and shove it down their gullet. It's disgusting. Like, I want to throw up when that's going on. I want to see some new eating contest. Here's one I want. And here's one I think you and I could compete in. Mac and cheese contest.
Put some hot dogs in there.
No damn hot dogs. Well, no hot dogs. I was trying to say.
You thought about it for a second.
Well, I was going to
say
if we're going to get it sponsored, we'll do it in Alabama. And we'll get it sponsored by Nathan's Hot Dogs. And is that who does it? Nathan's?
Yeah, Nathan's does it. Okay.
And then we could do that. But no, I want a mac and cheese eating contest on the 4th of July. That would be better. I don't want ribs because it's going to look gross. You don't want – I just think you got to move away from meats. Like, let's get some mac and cheese.
All right, hippie.
No, I'm not saying that. But, like, I don't want to see, like, a juicy steak eating contest and people are like
– Let's do the tofu eating contest.
No, I don't want
How
that.
How about that?
I want
this
mac
is
and cheese.
America. Come on.
Yeah, mac
you
and
have
cheese.
To, you have to stuff your face with meats on the 4th of July. It's tradition.
It is America. I just want to watch one of those where I don't want to physically vomit after.
Oh,
now, maybe
terrible.
Mac and cheese.
Like,
I
won't watch it. It's awful. Like, I enjoy eating hot dogs, but it's the 4th of July. I don't want to have my stomach turn in the first hour of my 4th of July. So I'm not going to turn on the hot dog eating contest ever. I've done it before. It's gross.
How many?
I can't stand that.
Well, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat in one of those contests?
Like probably 10.
We should
12.
Do a video. Bogman content in this league. The Bogman.
No, I'm not going to have a heart attack for content. It's
10 minutes. 10 minutes. How many hot dogs can you eat?
10 minutes? I don't know. Probably four.
We'll start a GoFundMe.
You know, for what?
For
no
you.
One's going to pay for that.
I firmly disagree. If you were like, all right, I'm going to need $100. And I'm going to film myself eating hot dogs for 10 minutes, do my own Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Look, I'm a total whore, and I'll do stuff for money. I'm not going to do that. I just won't.
How many boxes of Velveeta mac and cheese do you think you can eat in 10 minutes if you were doing it in a like competition style?
At least two.
Yeah.
Competition style, at least two.
I know I could do two. Yeah. I don't know if I could do much more. What would be the drink?
I mean, I killed that Velveeta box with no problem.
Did you have the thing too when
I mean,
you were
no,
done?
No problem. I didn't have problem finishing the box. You know, my body had problem finishing the result of me eating
gross,
the
gross,
entire
gross,
box.
Gross, gross, gross. But what I'm saying is, did you have that thing after you finished it? You feel really guilty and hate yourself because you're like, I actually want more.
Yes.
All right. That guy is that guy is disgusting. Joy Chestnut.
I hate the shtick, like the American hero, you know, all that stuff because he does it on the 4th of July.
It's actually
it's
more
gross.
Offensive too that he's skinny. Like that's not America. You're not America. Like he needs to look like, you know,
he
Frank the
these
Tank
guys man. Actually train, which is annoying too because it's like okay, like they're actually training for something to do. And I just
no thanks.
And yeah, it's gross. Well, I was at a Diamondbacks game at the all you can eat section before, and my buddy, who is in tremendous shape now, like he does hot yoga, like he got really into working out.
Wasn't he a military guy too?
Yeah, a military guy. Yeah. But when he came home from Iraq, we went to the all you can eat section, and the dumb lady told him the record of hot dogs eaten in one game. And he's like, oh, we're doing that, buddy.
Uh-oh.
I was like, well, you are. I'm not going to feel horrible for the next 3 days because this lady told me some dude ate.
What was the record?
It was 19.
In the all-you-can-eat section?
Yes.
Those are little tiny hot dogs, too.
They are small hot dogs. But it's also Joey Chestnut isn't sitting there. You know what I mean? So then there's no real competition. But some dude ate like 19 hot dogs.
What did your boy get?
14.
I mean, you're so close.
No, you're not. You're five hot dogs away. That's
people,
not close.
But were people rooting him on?
No.
No, people were disgusted by just what trash he was for trying to eat.
Probably.
All those.
I mean, I don't know that many people noticed, but it was like, you know, in between innings, he'd go up and get a couple more, go up and get a couple more. And around the sixth inning, he's like, I don't think I can do anymore.
What do you think Ohtani thinks about this, seeing this in America?
I don't
think he'd waste all that food. He puts his peanut shells in a cup. He doesn't just throw them on the ground.
Sunflower seeds.
Sunflower
right.
seeds, like an animal. Well, we'll talk one fantasy thing here. I'm just curious at your thoughts here. Ohtani returned from the DL. He's not pitching. He hit, but he's 0-4. Looks like he could be I mean, have they discussed if he's going to be a full-time DH?
Yeah, I think that's the plan.
That he's going to be the full-time DH. Albert Pujols, they dropped to fifth in the lineup and hasn't been looking so good. If he's the full-time DH, Otani this season has been hitting .280 with a .360 OBP, 6 homers, 20 RBIs, 17 runs with 1 stolen base in 44 games. It's only 118 at-bats. Do you think he's a viable 12-team option?
You know, we've done this a couple times. I think he is, but I'm more upset. Like, if I have him in a keeper league, I want them to just do the Tommy John surgery if he needs it. Like, just do the Tommy John surgery. Get it over with now. Sure, he misses the majority of next season, but at least he comes back at the end of 2019. Well, he's good to go for 2020.
Yeah, but I think what they're saying, though, from a recovery standpoint, is like he's still
gonna
be ready.
He's going to miss 19 anyway.
Yeah, he's going to miss 19 no matter what. And because at this point, you're not going to come back in June or July of next year. You're probably going to miss 15 months. So they're saying if they do it in the offseason, it's going to miss roughly the same amount of time. And that's what they're good with. And that's why he's hitting, because he can contribute to the team right now. We've talked about this before, dude.
But he was. Look,
this Angels team is a small window.
He won't come back until the middle of 2020 anyway. So, like they can sit there and say, oh, if we do it in the offseason, he's going to miss the whole year anyway. But they're going to baby the holy crap out of him. And he won't come back till the middle of 2020 anyway. So, why not just do it as soon as humanly possible? Get him back, because we talked about this on the ITL baseball podcast, the Welsh. Like, sure, he hits and he pitches, but you brought him over to be a pitcher.
Well, primarily. And the Angels, you know, just put Skaggs back on the DL. I mean, it is just a revolving door of DL stints for Angels pitchers.
Garrett Richards is back. How long till he's gone?
I mean, maybe by the end of the show, which is in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I get that they want Otani to play this year and they want him to produce because it's huge and exciting and everything. And if he's going to have to miss all of next year, they want to at least get something out of him. But I want that TJ surgery done as soon as possible. Get him back out there pitching as soon as possible.
Listen, Bogman.
That's my opinion.
Nothing more American than a Japanese pitcher coming to America and being a full-time DH. Nothing more American than eating 74 hot dogs in one sitting. There's nothing more American than Angels pitchers going on the DL.
That's pretty American.
There's nothing more American
than the Welsh sitting in 110 to watch a bunch of 17-year-old Dominicans play baseball.
Those are facts. Those are facts. I was at the Brewers facility a couple days ago.
You get stabbed? Oh, not in a great area.
No. The part of that town, little concerning, but I got there super early.
It's S-Town.
It is, and they're actually rebuilding the entire Brewers minor league facility, or their spring training facility, so it's
a
mess.
We also need friends that can be security guards.
Yes, bodyguards. Yeah. I mean, I'm a big guy, but I need someone to, like, you know, play the middleman. But I got there way too early, and I was just kind of standing out there, and the access that you get is so weird, but also seeing human beings interact in the heat and knowing that, like,
everyone's miserable.
Everyone is so miserable in the heat. The East Coast just went through. What was the corn thing you were telling me?
I saw on Reddit someone said, meanwhile in Pennsylvania, and it was a husk of corn still on the plant, and it had popped like popcorn.
That's
how hot it is.
There's no way that was real. There's no way
it
was real.
It was real. It was a real picture. And that is going to happen. The East Coast got the heat wave, and the West Coast is supposed to get the heat wave. It's coming very, very soon. So I'm not looking forward to that. Hopefully my tires don't melt.
That's not fair. We're in Arizona. We're in a constant heat wave. We don't need extra heat.
Just a lot of AC is going to be going out.
AC went out a couple weeks ago, got that sucker fixed before this heat wave came in, and guess what? It is going to be running. I don't think East Coast people can appreciate how much we run our air conditioning on the West Coast.
It's just always on.
It is always on. Like, we'll have fights, and you might understand this concept. Like, I have fights of being like, oh, you know, you want it at 74. I'm like, 72. When it is 110 out, it actually doesn't matter if you have it at 76 or 70, because either one, the AC is going to run. But it doesn't matter. It's going to run all day. It doesn't matter how cold. When it is 115 degrees out, my God, here's my suggestion. And all of the great things about America is we got a way to cool down because we can drink some beers. We can drink some beers.
Right.
Play some fantasy. July 4th and the July 4th weekend, it is the signal caller to one great thing. It is a changeover in focus to fantasy football. So when I tell you that, my friends, you know you can get all of your fantasy coverage, obviously right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. But in this league, we got you covered as well. The ITL Fantasy Football Podcast twice a week. We just dropped a PPR 12-team mock draft and a quarterback facts episode with our boy Nate Hamilton. This coming week, we got a two-quarterback mock draft, and we got an episode with Chris Harris from Harris Football. So much more, so go to InThisLeague.com and check us out on Twitter, at IsItTheWelsh and at Bogman Sports. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you next week.
Peace. Later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.